Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the world famous NFL pick segment with Christine Lee and Salt from 96.5 TIC FM.
Woo, yes.
Mark Christopher, class Mark the Shark in studio.
Love it.
He looks clean as a whistle. Hands are clean. Nose is clean. Everything's clean.
Shirt's clean.
Shirt's clean. Looks like a double X there.
You actually look like a PE coach this morning.
Do I really?
Yeah, like you have a whistle around your neck.
How'd I look last night? That's the big question for the big...
Hammered.
Oh, wait.
You look...
The awards dinner. Well, we're taping... Can we say this or no?
You are just like... Are you still drunk? We had a guy named Mike Harvey who always claimed the next day he was still drunk.
Right.
So anytime someone was super... like over-talking their inebriation. We're like, are you Mike Harvey? You're the new Mike Harvey.
I'm the new Mike Harvey.
And then Matt Sirois, of course.
Yeah, here we go.
Clean shaven as
the Paul
usual.
Harvey.
Wait, and you are?
Everyone knows who I am. Didn't you notice the other
night?
You're
Ray Dunaway. Oh my God, I knew it.
At the CBIA Awards, my name was shouted out and nobody clapped.
You're Hall of Fame adjacent.
That was a highlight of my, between nobody clapping and Jerry Brooks laughing, those were the two best moments of the night.
I believe he also pointed.
Jerry Brooks is a great master of ceremonies.
He is. He had some great zingers last night.
The drunker he gets, the funnier he gets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like Ray Dunaway.
Yeah, just good. Like Mark Christopher. listen, by the way, an uncharacteristic bad week for everybody except for me and Salt.
What?
Yeah. I was 4-0. Christine, you know, you might have to figure out some adversity in your life again to get better at this game. Life is too good, and you struggle when life is good.
What happened?
So you need to have adversity. Yes. You were 1-3, and so was Matt, and so was Mark.
Wow.
Oh, man. You know what? I relied on ChatGPT.
Well, there's your problem. Once you rely on actual absolute ignorance,
usually
that was
my
good.
Kids give me the tips.
So listen, right now, overall, you're still in first. So
all
that's
right.
Good. And actually, nobody is over 500, but I'm one game under. And then at 12-19 at the bottom.
Yes.
Would be Salt and Matt. And then Mark is at 13-18. I'm at 15-16. And Christine is 17-13.
I've had a worse stretch than Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Note to self, don't do sprints in the back of a hotel trying to get sober before your NFL game.
Yeah.
That whole story is bananas.
It's bonkers.
I mean, you went to
what
feeling
is
bad
the story?
For him.
Can
and
you
then
fill me in?
He was drunk behind the hotel, and I guess he was running wind sprints for some reason. And some guy
he punched
tried,
somebody, right?
Well,
he
some
jumped
guy back,
into their car.
Stabbed them?
Some guy backed his truck up to pick up the spent cooking oil. And
yeah.
69-year-old guy. And he ended up beating the crap out of him. The guy pulled out a mace and a knife. And stab Mark Sanchez. And then Sanchez is facing felony charges.
This is why
did you see the
I
guy's
always
face?
Carry mace with
it's
me.
Pretty bad.
The guy got sliced his cheek, like to his
like
tongue.
The Joker.
Like the Joker. Yeah. It's
no.
Yeah,
messed
no.
up.
Sanchez is, we're not going to hear from him again.
No. Yeah.
He's done.
It's crazy.
He's done.
Yeah. So one bad night.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Sayonara.
Maybe I didn't have that bad.
All right, let's get to the games. Philly at the Giants. And the theme here, since I know Christine did nothing, these are all road favorites.
Christine did nothing?
Right, to prepare.
What are you talking about?
You did nothing to prepare.
I did too.
You did not.
I did too.
You what did you do for to prepare?
I brought my phone. I'm looking at my my preparation right here.
Okay. Well, you want to go first then? You want to go first? Go first.
For preparation H.
Preparation H. Yeah.
Go ahead, Christine.
I'm taking the Eagles to cover.
Yeah, as am I. Anyone taking the Giants?
I'm taking the Giants.
That would be Mark. Are you passing something? Is it a stone?
I'm trying, yeah.
I'm thinking.
No, nah, I'm going to take the Eagles.
All right, Phil, what about you, Matt?
I'll roll the dice with the Giants.
Really? I already had you written down. We got the New England Patriots at New Orleans, 3.5-point favorites. You know, I just go with them any week, no matter what. The Saints won last week, and they stink. So anyone taking the Saints at home? They're
yes,
good at home.
I'll
take the Saints.
Everybody else? Mark?
New England.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt?
Yeah, I got to go with the Patriots here.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah, they're so mediocre. Denver at the Jets. Denver favored by 7.5. Mark?
I just can't pick the Jets. Sorry. Just can't do it.
I'm going to pick the Jets.
All right.
They're due, and Denver's due for like a, you know, they had a huge win last week. They're due to just sort of pause and throw up on themselves, perhaps. Anyone taking the Jets? Okay, silence is what I get as an answer, which is great radio. I didn't win any awards last night, so you can't submarine the show because the show's
actually
terrible.
Actually, silence is quite powerful.
But not on my radio. Morning show.
Yes, you know is. What? You dissed him this morning, Brian Shackman, because you said Chaz and AJ won the best morning show last year on the air.
They did, didn't they?
Didn't they?
No.
We did.
Best personality was Chaz and AJ then last year because they won something.
Yeah.
One of them was up there.
Best.
They won for
best
promotion.
Ripped abs for guys over 75.
Oh, was that
no, they won promotion? A Christmas promotion.
That definitely wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have the best ripped abs for anyone under 55. Buffalo at Atlanta. Buffalo favored by 3.5 salt.
Oh, Buffalo.
Anyone taking ATL?
Bounce back time for Buffalo here.
Yeah. I think they're going to smack them around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Mark, what do you got?
Definitely Buffalo.
Okay, coming in hot. This is my favorite question of the week.
Mm.
Okay. And if you can name the teams, all four teams that these players play for without looking
up. Are we getting sexist now? Go ahead.
No. I will buy you lunch.
All right.
Without you looking straight at me.
Can I do it?
No, you cannot.
Can I do it? Can I do it?
Joe Flacco.
Jackson Dart is with the Giants.
Correct.
And he's my son's favorite player. Uh-huh. And his jersey is sold out. His jersey is sold out.
Drake May? Don't look!
So we're talking about the mothers now.
What just happened?
Oh, my God! It's not even written on here.
Why are you looking down, then?
Piece of garbage.
Why are you looking down?
You sexist, abusive piece of...
Don't talk to Mark like that.
You know what? You know what? You're taking me to lunch now because I'm going to HR with fraud,
goodness.
Waste,
who's
and abuse.
HR?
We don't have. Is that Regis?
Henry Rollins?
It's AI. AI.
AI HR?
We got
AI,
I just want
HR.
Everyone to know his stupid notebook hit me in the face and now I have an injury.
Mental?
Drake May, who does Drake May play for?
Right.
Who does Mac Jones play for?
The Steelers.
And who does?
Correct.
You this is what? The regular Joe Flacco. Who
I'm
does he
not
play
playing
for?
This game. The Jets.
Is that everyone?
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
No.
No. That's right. So you're out.
You're
okay.
out. Ravens.
Yep.
Flacco got traded to the Ravens.
No.
No.
No, he didn't get traded to the Ravens.
Ask the sports guy, okay?
Matt,
can we just ask the sports
ask
guy?
Him. He
got traded to Cincinnati.
Jackson Dart plays for the Giants.
I already said that. The Giants.
The one she didn't know Drake May.
Drake May
so
plays for Patriots.
She's out anyway.
So but do you I get hit with a book now?
Joe Flacco just got traded to Cincinnati.
Correct. Right. That's why if just you listen to
he's starving.
Right, listen, we have to tell which one's going to have the most touchdowns this week out of those players.
Jackson Dart.
Okay.
Drake May.
Salt.
Mac Jones, baby.
Oh,
Mac Jones.
Oh, I'm going with Flacco. Old man Flacco.
I'm taking the Mac.
Okay, I'm going to take, that's such a good one. I'm going to take Flacco, too.
I can't believe 40? You threw a book at my face.
41?
Is he 41?
I can't believe I missed it. I was looking the other way. I didn't see any of it.
All right. I'm a little worried now. She is going to report me. But anyway, it's fine.
You had a good run.
She was the most direct line of sight, and she was cheating, so that's it.
Please listen to Matt Sorois in the morning on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Matt and Company.
I can't believe this. I'm calling HR.
They won't pick up.
Yes, they will. Hi, Melissa.
Melissa Sullivan.
Hi. I'd like to report an incident.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.